And I'm going to turn those tones off. Okay. Perfect. All right. Welcome, everybody. This is Mary Getten, and today is March 3rd. And I'd like to welcome you all to the Global Water Healing Meditation. We do this every first Friday of the month at noon Eastern Time. And it's an opportunity for all of us to just kind of juice up and enhance our daily practice of sending loving, healing energies to the waters of our planet. We all know how much the water needs our help. The whales and dolphins have been asking us for help. They do their part, and we need to do ours as well. So whenever you can tune in to these first Friday of the month group calls, it's fabulous. But whenever you have a half hour to spend on this, if you want to go to the website, globalwaterhealing.org, you'll find an archive there of all the past meditations from the last 2.5, we're coming up on 3 years now. So it's a really great way to just sit down, tune in, and do a meditation. So I have different people that lead the meditations each month. So we have a wide variety of experiences and different ways to connect with water and to do our healing work. And I am really excited. Today we have Creek Song with us. And Creek Song is someone that I met through the Fairy and Human Relations Congress in Washington State. It's a fabulous annual event, the end of June. And if you want to learn how to connect with nature, that's a great place to spend 3 days. The website is Fairy, F-A-I-R-Y, Congress.com. So Creek Song's been a presenter there several times. I've been there, I think I've presented maybe 12 times. But, you know, Creek Song is really known for her ability to awaken individuals into direct experience with nature and nature consciousness. And she does this through private sessions. She teaches. She's taught at Warren Wilson College, plant communication, shamanic journeying. She's been a guest instructor at the Asheville, North Carolina Massage and Herbal Schools. She teaches something she calls soul coalescence, and it's a unique past life regression model. So she's a very talented person. I am really excited to have her here today and to see what she's going to have us do with the nature spirits. So, Creek Song, take it away.
Mary, thanks. Yeah, it's really delightful to do this because I know that the kind of folks that will be drawn to you will love what I've been asked to offer today. One of the first things that Nature Intelligence wanted me to bring up is, and this may have come up in other sessions you've done before, but they want it brought up again, and that's recognizing how much they want that what we are doing with them, for us to see a reciprocal relationship in it. In other words, for all the times that we have been out in nature, have blessed nature, have prayed with for nature, have assisted nature, nature is just like bubbling over with the desire to also bless us, heal us, inspire us, awaken us, bring us into relationship and experience with her. So that was one of the first things that I was asked to talk about today, was for everyone who listens to this to recognize that nature sees you, notices you, and recognizes how different you are from many other humans that simply don't comprehend or grasp the beauty of nature the way that you do. So, again, that request is to be very aware that nature would like for you to sit with it and receive a healing from it. And this also especially includes the amazing, amazing element of water. Of all the elements, no question, my favorite. Another thing that she that water brought up to me when I was sitting with this meditation, you know, what direction to take it, she reminded me how important it is for everyone to think of her. You know, when you think of her, when you meditate on her, when you pray to her, water, or this is true, of course, of any beings, but our focus today being water, to talk with her just as you would a close female friend, a sister, a mother who you know loves you dearly. Just think of anyone who loves you dearly. And when you're making your connection with water, remember that she's no different. She just has a different form. But right relationship with her, this is how we accomplish that, is by recognizing that she is a sister mother to us. You know, that connection should be that close and that precious, and that your communication with her needs to function from that place. That's how magic happens, when we see her that way. One of the things that I was also asked to do, and if you could each take the time to do it now, and we'll just let some time kind of pass by for a few seconds, is for everyone, if you don't already have one, to go get yourself a drink of water, not a drink, but rather a glass of water, and bring it. I'm going to introduce you to, some of you may have already learned this technique, but I've adapted it particularly for the use with water. But if you would, everyone, please just take a moment or two, and I won't give any more information than that, but just go and get yourself a glass of water, and we'll give you about, you know, 30 seconds to get that accomplished and to come back to this meditation. Now, those of you that already have some water nearby can just spend a moment thinking about all the various forms of water that you've ever experienced and open yourself up to more forms that you haven't thought of. Folks are probably scurrying back to their seats right now. And of course, if you miss any part of this, you know, if you come in the middle of this, you can always go to the recording. Okay, so what you want to think of is that the water in your glass, for most of us, has not been in a lake or a stream or as a raindrop or as an underground spring for a really long time. It can actually forget how precious it is. It can lose a sense of its nature or its beingness or its consciousness. It can forget how precious it is to us. And because of that, one of the most wonderful things you can do anytime you're near water, you can even tap a lake or a pond or a stream or the ocean or a puddle, in, as well as what we're going to do now by working with this glass of water. But what I'm going to do is teach you this very simple ceremony that I learned from my friend Orion Foxwood for awakening the consciousness of anything that we consider to be an inanimate object. Because if you really want to wake up magic in your world, nothing is inanimate. Everything is conscious. Everything has a beingness. But just like humans, there are various levels of consciousness. Everything is on an evolutionary journey. So for our purposes today, we're focusing on water. So if you would, just pick up your glass of water. And then I'm going to use a snapping of my fingers to give you the tapping pattern. You'll just have one open palm that you'll tap the water, your glass of water with. So the tapping pattern will be like this. So it's a quick pause, and then another tap. So it's tap, tap, pause, tap. So I'll do that again, and this time just do it on your water glass. And now just lean right into your glass of water and say this to it. Awaken to light. Remember who you are. remember your power. And now think to your glass of water, how it serves you, how it keeps your plants alive, how it washes your clothes. And anything that comes to mind, the various ways that water serves you. How it keeps within its body creatures that we love. And you can keep it, you can take it broader and broader than that. For right now, we won't. But the request is that you take this concept of working with awakening the consciousness in water and actually go out into nature and awaken water wherever you see it. Again, just tapping on the top of a pond or the top of a creek or even a rock covered with raindrops, tap on that. Wake up those raindrops. Wherever they go to next, that consciousness becomes more alive, more ensouled. Okay. Our meditative journey today is going to be led by nature intelligence, and this is something that came to me obviously through nature intelligence. As such, it's going to be a different type of journey than you've probably done before. It will be shamanic in nature, but it will not necessarily follow the same course of those of you who are familiar with shamanic journeys. It will definitely be non-ordinary reality, but it may not follow the exact same courses of journeys that you've taken before. However, we will be setting up some visuals. And after setting up the visuals, you'll be asked to let whatever form of water catches your attention, which won't necessarily be your favorite, to have you follow her, that water form, wherever she takes you next. Do not worry if it seems that things are just fading out, like nothing is happening, you're going nowhere. Water is taking you deep. That's what she's good at. Perhaps even taking you into a healing she wants to give you in return for all the love you have sent her way. Now, so be patient with your journey. If you still feel after a good bit that nothing is happening, simply create the visualization of all the changes and movements that water goes through, steam from your teacup to clouds to rain to creek to river to ocean. You know, expand the visuals, but still leave space for water to show you where she wants you to go with her, what she needs from you, what she wants to give to you, not just what you want to give to her. Nature intelligence, again, asking for me to remind you to be very reciprocal in this way. She begs you to be open and receptive to what she can offer you. Now, some of you on the journey may find that we'll begin the journey and you will immediately move right into it and it will go very fast. And then before I have let you know that we've come to an end for that particular part of journey, we may be asked to do more than one. If you're sitting there waiting, wondering why you're already done and nothing's been said by me, that just means go in again. Follow the same course of action. A different water being may approach you, but go right back in again. We are going to have you start your journey with an ancient Taoist healing sound, which I found in working with it, it's not just a healing sound. It actually wakes up all of the various water beings. They literally turn their heads to find you and go, whoa, who's that? And this will include literally millions of beings that have never noticed you before, including the water within your own body, the dewdrops around you, the water in the air that encircles you, that surrounds you. So I'm going to give this sound to you, and I may call it back in a couple times as we move into the journey. And the sound goes like this. Shh. And it's often asked to be repeated three times. This is a ritual and a ceremony that has been used throughout all of the folks that work with Taoism, and is frankly being used daily in caves, sacred caves in China, 24/7. These sounds are repeated, water being an important one, and water being our focus today. So I'm going to use the sound three times just to kind of wake it up around you. And if you would please, on your own, if you're in a space where you can do that, repeat the sound out loud and feel it. Feel the sound of it. Feel how this sound sounds like water, especially when the ocean rolls up on a beach that's lightly pebbled. It very much sounds like that. Rain sticks sound like this as well. So I'm going to repeat it three times, and again, if you would do that as well. Those of you who are vibrationally sensitive are likely feeling a lot of goosebumps right now. Those of you who aren't, ask water to open you to her, to begin to feel her and to feel all her forms. So if you would take now the water in the glass that you have awakened and drink some of it, and we'll start our journey. Imagine a cloud being filled with steam and wind. It's rising and rising. Fuller and fuller she gets, like huge cauliflowers just opening and expanding in the sky. More and more full she, he becomes. You might even notice lightning within her form. And the form seems to change back and forth, masculine, feminine, hard to tell, an interplay of both. Lightning strikes the ocean or the land that you see beneath this huge, beautiful cloud being. And the rain begins. From afar, you see it as a slant, slants of gray being pushed by wind. Raindrops, 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 falling to the earth, falling to the oceans, falling to, going deep and deeper. So pause there with deeper, but don't stay there. Go right back to the cloud and find a raindrop and fall down with it, and go to where it lands. Grab a hold of it like you would the mane of a horse, and let it take you where it wants you to go with it, where it wants you to help heal, where it wants to heal you. Now here, I'll begin to go silent. I'll lead you a little deeper and then become silent, and I'll come back in when I'm asked to. But go wherever you are taken and trust it. Ask questions of it if you're confused. Again, find that raindrop falling from that huge cumulonimbus. Grab it like you grab the mane on a wild horse taking you for a ride it wants to have you along on. Let that raindrop go where it wants to go, and clinging to it, travel with it. there's anything that you are seeing in your journey or have seen that you didn't really understand, or if gifts were given or visions given, take a moment now, drop right back into your journey and ask, what is this gift? What is its purpose for me? I want to understand. What is this vision? Why have you shown it to me? I want to understand. Take a few moments with that. Thank all the water beings who've assisted you with this journey. And even if you don't feel complete, not to worry. You can re-enter it again later. But for now, come back. And you can easily come right back in, right back into your body. You may feel as though some of you, the raindrop is around you now, that you have become one with that raindrop. And just pause with what you've seen and heard. For those of you who didn't have a sense you saw or heard anything, just seat yourself inside of a raindrop and know that you've been taken deeply anyway. Be certain of it. This is a sacred group of people that has created a sacred space. Something happened. I guarantee you. Now, with Mary's permission, I don't know if this has been done before in these, but what I'd like is for folks to unmute that had an experience that they would like to share, because it helps others be able to more easily have experiences, direct experiences, anytime we tell a story of our own experience. It's a transmission. So if it's okay to do, I would like for Mary to open everybody up and have them.
Well, actually, it's better. How about Creek Song? If somebody has something to share, they star six, and they can share with you, and then they can star six back into mute. Otherwise, it gets really loud.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So just have one person star six, and
whoever.
Hi, my name's Barbara Allen.
Hi, Barbara.
I wanted to just, hi, Creeksong and everyone.
Hey.
I wanted to just, I had a simple experience vision that I just feel so grateful for, because I feel like not only will I be able to use it again and again with myself, but I'll be able to offer it to clients.
Wonderful.
Lots of times I want to think of ways to cleanse or purify, because I'm made aware of things that mistakes I've made, and I may cry as I say this, but what I was given was this beautiful idea of water completely washing through me, going in the top of my head, I could feel it going all the way down my head, all the way down my neck, all the way down my body, and I was drawn to different areas at different times, and it just kept flowing, and I know that I can go back there and get back into it again very easily, but I feel like I can offer this in addition to Saint Germain's transmuting violet flame as being just as powerful, maybe
beautiful.
Even more so. Thank you.
No, that's beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. I mean, Barbara actually reminded me of a very important point I was asked to make, too, and I just had a few too many notes and didn't get to quite all of them. And that's to recognize that water, as many of you have probably thought of, also picks up emotions. It picks them up and it holds them. It can get burdened with them, overburdened. I know when Hurricane Matthew was approaching here at Ocracoke Island, where I live, off the coastline of North Carolina, I was trying to decide whether I should stay on the island or leave. And I walked past the water one day, and the level of fear in the water almost knocked me over. And I realized that she was picking up all of this fear, not even just from the islanders, because most don't get worried. No one has ever died from a hurricane on Ocracoke Island in all the history of hurricanes. But relatives and friends on shore and people who've had difficulty with hurricanes, all that focus of emotion is huge. And so here's another important thing to think of. All of your focus of fear and anger and feeling out of control in regards to what's going on politically really affects water. It's incredibly important to continually recenter yourself and ask for water to cleanse you as you cleanse water, so you can be in right relationship with what's going on in the world, so you can be effective if you're an activist. If you're overwhelmed with emotion, then probably take a look at what's been stirred up and you take a look at your own childhood stuff that needs to get finished off, old childhood fear and anger. Get that clear. Ask water to help you clear that, or do it in the way that you do it, yoga, someone to assist you, meditation. But get centered before letting that, you know, as some people do, spew off of us when we're overwhelmed, because the water in the very air you breathe is filled with that. You're adding that to the earth. And, you know, we do it. We all do it. But remember that you're doing it. The moment that you're doing it, catch yourself. Shift it. Change it. In that very moment, ask that the water that came out of the very breath from your mouth with all that emotion, transmute it at once. Just as I was asked to go around to the ocean around me, around our little island, and help the ocean transmute the tremendous fear that she'd taken on due to all the focus of fear because of the hurricane roiling up this way. Okay, anybody else that had an experience with the journey? Again, just press star 6 and please do share.
Hi, this is...
Sorry.
That's okay.
Go ahead. Oh, yeah.
I wasn't sure how I was getting through. So I started out on Snowbank and went underground through some caverns and down into the bedrock where fracking is taking place. And I felt like a good place to spread some love to the water down there, that feeling assaulted by the chemicals. And I also felt the healing energy rise up to the humans who were involved in the operation. And that was my gift today. So thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. Is this a good time to come in?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Well, it was a beautiful experience being with the raindrop, and we went downward together. I was on this beautiful frond, this one frond leaf, and the drop and I flowed down, and we started to go downward and ended up in this place, I believe, on the earth, going down through crystal formations, and everything was crystals. Mm. And I got further and further down and with a drop of water, and it I realized that I was getting very, very small and smaller, and I was going further and further into the microcosm of the crystals. And then they became very fluid and were undulating around these beautiful waves, and emerging from that was all kinds of beautiful lights and colors, and it was just feeling very beautiful and wonderful. And then I was taken to this soft darkness, and then you started speaking about asking questions if you didn't understand. Mm-hmm. So I asked the water droplet or the water what this was all about, and she said it's a place that people are often afraid to go, to that soft, dark place, that receptive place, and that
it's not to be feared, and I can't. He actually didn't say that. He actually
but
didn't say
it
wasn't to be feared.
Mm-hmm.
But it was
but
just
knew
a
it.
Very
I think
beautiful.
You heard it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that not many people are willing to go there, and so I just was so honored to be there. And then you know, we came back. So it was a beautiful experience. Thank you so much.
No, that was lovely. Thanks for sharing. And I have to apologize to the lady right before you because I was really struggling to hear everything you said. So I'm going to just speak a minute on this woman who's just spoken. I'm sorry I didn't catch your name. But yes, water is deep, and water does take us to depth, and water will take us into dark places inside of ourselves that we're afraid of. But these are parts of ourselves that we have divorced ourselves from. These are parts of ourselves we've decided that we don't love. And so we fear them. We think there's something wrong. It's parts of ourselves we think are wrong or bad. And in order to take some of the weight off of the water on the planet, it's extremely important to ask water to help us ease the burdens of any darkness inside of us, any parts of ourselves that we don't love, so that we can fall so madly in love with ourselves, so that we can be freed from fear and anger and these emotions that affect ourselves, that affect the world around us. And so we can create a really pure energy around us that will help clarify water, help clarify other people. It's like dropping a pebble in water. You know, as we clarify ourselves, that's an incredible gift that we give to water, especially around us, that she can then carry out to everyone else. And then, Mary, if you heard what the woman said that was right before this, that spoke between Barbara and this last lady, could you tell me what you said? Because I was struggling to hear it, and I didn't really understand what happened.
It's completely gone from
It's me. Completely gone. Okay. Well, I tell you what, since I didn't hear it, let's do it this way. If you, because you know who you are, if you would please just send to me in an email what you wrote, if you wouldn't mind just typing it out for me and send it to me. The fact that I couldn't hear it and was focusing so hard tells me that we probably just need to make a direct connection. So if you would, just please send it to an email to Diaz in Danielle, creeksong@gmail.com. And anyone else is welcome to get with me in that way as well.
Yeah. In fact, I wanted to say your website is DanielleCreeksong.com. So
that's correct.
I wanted to make sure everybody knew that. I'd like to share just a little bit about what I got, Creeksong.
Please.
It was about the tapping. And my raindrop told me that, you know, these big storms, when the rain comes down really hard, they're actually tapping on the water and the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that there are so many of them, it doesn't seem like it's in a particular beat, but that beat is always going on when they're coming down.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, it was really cool. So they said, we do some of our own awakening by, you know, just when it rains. And then they also said we can do that on our bodies, on our own
mm-hmm.
bodies. So to keep that in our consciousness as well, to awaken the water that's within our bodies with the tapping and with the invocation.
Absolutely. And, you know, it may seem off topic, but it really isn't in a way, because water is so affected by emotions trapped in anything and tends to pick that up and tends to have to carry that burden at some point. And that being said, anything in your house that you haven't paid much attention to or outside, do that same tapping. Awaken to light. Remember who you are. Remember your power, and then appreciate whatever that object is for what it is. And remember, it's just as conscious as you are when you wake it up. And by making it more conscious, it will help remind you to be more conscious. Pretty soon, it's kind of like Mickey Mouse and that broomstick, and I forget the name of that movie where everything begins to dance. Well, your relationship with everything in your house becomes alive, and you walk out into the world with that level of consciousness. And then again, the breath that you breathe, the air around you, gets affected by your consciousness. So there's this constant exchange of water just with our breath from one human to the next. it's always happening. There's always that movement taking place. So to evolve the consciousness of anything and everything, because everything has water in it, is to wake up water everywhere, to wake up conscious everywhere, consciousness rather, everywhere. Was there anyone else that that had an experience they want to share? Again, was it star six to unmute?
Hi, this is Dana, and mine was kind of funny because the water took me to a snowbank, and my face has been burning from rosacea, and it stuck my face in the snowbank, and I wanted to follow it to get more messages, and it's like, keep your face in, and then it started telling me stuff about fracking and all kinds of messages about water, but it wouldn't let me take my face out of the snowbank the whole time. So I had a healing.
Oh, that is delightful. Yes, you can certainly see its desire to be reciprocal if your face is still buried in that snowbank. Thank you. That's a incredible image, and I love how at the same time you were being given so much information. So don't feel like you have to figure out everything, you know, all at once of what happened in your journey. And if, again, if nothing happened in your journey, something did, I guarantee you, just go into a meditation with us or go into sleep with it and start the same way unless water shows up to you a different way. Let's say you lay down to sleep tonight and you start to build that thundercloud, but you keep having a sense of something tapping your shoulder, and you look behind you and realize that it is a water spirit from a creek that wants you instead to jump into the creek and turn into a fish. I don't care what you get, that's what you're supposed to do. Water spirits will come to you in so many ways to engage you with them and to teach you, to inspire you, to heal you, and to ask your assistance. The more you engage directly with all these different forms of water, and indeed with all the different elements and all the different forms of nature, the more they will come directly to you when they want you to do something very specific, a specific clearing or a ceremony or a ritual, a place where you, uniquely you, are needed for that. Uniquely you. I can be out. I mean, I've been doing this, you know, the type of work that I do now for about 30 years, but I can go out to do a clearing on a mountain with a friend of mine, and a being will approach her for help because even though she doesn't have any of my background or skills, that's completely beside the point. She has something absolutely unique to offer that specific clearing. So please don't think you have to read books, go to classes, be with teachers or whatever for years before you're of value. You are of value just because you're you. The soul that you are and the body that you are has something incredibly unique to give. And if you can allow yourself to believe that, nature will step forth and pull that uniqueness, call on it, and take you right into her bosom and ask of you to offer in the way that only you can. Anybody else that had a journey, any aspect of a journey that you'd like to share?
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Ariamne. And I have two things, because I'm not catching your name. I thought it was Quick Song, but now I think maybe it's Creek Song. So before the thing is over, spell your website and email and all that, please.
Well, I'm going to do that right now in case we forget.
I can tell you about my journey.
Absolutely. And, of course, she'll have it printed out. If you make a mistake, Mary will have it printed out when the recording is available on her website. And it's www.danielle.creeksong.com.
Okay, because I've been hearing Quick Song.
Oh,
And then I thought, no, you know, it sounds more like creek. But thanks. I took your image of the wild horse right away. I was out over the ocean as a raindrop, and I decided, no, that was a bit much for me. So I went to the coast, and I'm on the coast of the northwest U.S. because I love the firs and the mountains and there. So I was on the horse.
Uh-huh.
And I just grabbed, there were raindrops on the horse's mane. Mm-hmm. And I just grabbed onto it, and the horse went. And it went up the mountain, steep mountain, and it went. And usually the tree line, you know, it's a gradual thing, but this wasn't. It was like there was dense forest, and then there was this rock, like the top of the mountain. And then I asked, could I see the sky and all that? No, no, you're just look at the rock. And the rock was kind of a bluer shade of gray, and it was kind of humped a little bit, and then it came to a soft point. And I haven't gotten all of it yet, but it's like, okay, I'm to focus on the rock. And then I just, when I want to get something, I lay on it because I don't know, I get input. And so I just laid on the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just starting to soak in when you said you were going to come back.
Okay. Well, clearly you're meant to go right back into that. I'm going to encourage everyone, whether you share or don't share your journeys, and again, even if you feel that you did not have one, to either go on a journey on your own or re-enter the journey, such as in your case, I would encourage you to just go, just enter in where you are. You and the horse just dive into the rock and see what happens next. Actually, she's already starting to go, but not right now. Yeah, I can feel you're already going there. You're so altered into it. This is the amazingness of being so attuned to nature intelligence, like all of you are starting to become today, and many of you already are. You already have this connection. Sometimes we just need validation of other people like ourselves that this is the connection we have. It's this beautiful. It's this intimate. It's this precious. But yes, if you would do that later, just dive into the rock, and I would love for you to shoot me an email about what happens, because it's a very, very powerful, metaphorically, what's taken place for you so far, even though it seems that it had nothing to do with water necessarily.
Oh, it did. I mean, there was like water on the rock, or water was with me. It wasn't any question, but it was telling me to focus on the rock, to get the rock, and that rock's, don't they have some kind of water in them?
Please
let
me know.
Are they totally dry, or doesn't matter?
Yeah. Well, and again, you know, water may just be taking you another place altogether, rather than into more water. Just let the, you know, when you move, go into that rock on your own journey, let whatever happen. It doesn't have to be about water necessarily. It will be on some level, but let it take you where it wants to. And yes, please do send me an email on that. I'm very curious. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like
yes.
to share their journey?
Can you hear me?
I can. Who is this?
This is Marianne. I'm from Holland.
Hi.
Hi.
What happened?
And I was
Sorry.
So happy because of the dewdrop. I became the dewdrop, and it sort of lifted whatever I was holding on to. And it felt really complete, and it took me anywhere. So when one drop just splashed, I thought, oh, wow, great, it goes everywhere. And then I thought I had to get a new one to go with the water flow. And it took me in the water. And the second time I start singing the song The Raindrops, and then you went like the that sound again, so it took me away from the song. And then I was on the Amazon River, like in a canoe, and all the leaves were hanging all around down, and it remembered about the medicine that are in the Amazon area, and in the knowledge that is there, and that's also with the water inside me or inside anybody. So I was really, really happy because it felt really like magic in my body.
Oh, that's a awesome vision. I'm so appreciative to you for sharing it. Yeah, what you did is you made me think of something I hadn't thought of, and that's that every time we exhale a breath, we share the water from our breath all around the planet with everyone, everything, everywhere else on the planet, which means that in inhale of the breath, we can call the wisdom of the Amazon inside of us. It's available. It's that connection of everything to everyone, every place, everywhere. It's recognizing that all-one consciousness. And of all the elements, water is the most potent connector. The most potent connector. That was delicious. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you very much. I already do a lot of water with the blue water from the Ho'oponopono and sharing drops in the ocean and every river. I like to put a drop in there of the space of love. So I'm really happy that you connected me in a very beautiful way with the water spirits, and I'm really grateful. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Carol. Can you hear me?
Hi, Carol. Hi, I can.
Well, first of all, I think it doesn't matter when you have a glass of water. You can tap the glass or, like, the top of the water. Is that?
Right. You can go either way. But just put your intention to the water, or you can, of course, raise the consciousness of the glass with the water at the same time,
right, yeah.
which is also a great idea. I mean, kind of however it comes to you.
Okay. Well, then I'm fortunate enough right now to be in Hollywood, Florida, which is just in between Fort Lauderdale and Miami. Mm-hmm. And I have an amazing passion for the ocean. Seems like the older I get, the more just like,
yeah, I understand.
My journey, well, first of all, the color of the water is incredible here. It's like turquoise and warm. You can get in the winter. And so immediately what I did was, it was as if I was almost water skiing, or I don't know. I just, because I'm always taken in by the expanse of the water.
Yeah.
I go in around 5 or 5:30 when most people have left for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I always have my private ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, this raindrop, or it was almost like I was holding on to the tail, it just took me, like, just on this most amazing, just, like, skimming the top of the ocean as far as I could see, and this amazing feeling of freedom and joy. And it's very timely for me because I'm dealing with some pretty heavy-duty third-dimensional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And every day my goal is to get in the water, and I always ask for, you know, healing and just my joy. I can't even put words to it. But so now this is like a new level for me. I never thought about that I could actually just like journey, just like go all over, you know. And as far as I could see, I was just gliding. That's a good word, gliding along the top of the water. And oh my God! So now I'm going to be doing that when I go in the water. I'm going to just go back
absolutely. And, you know, it's so important to recognize, too, that what each of you experienced on your journeys, anyone who studied any form of shamanism understands the concept of non-ordinary reality. And to me, everything that everyone has described is just as real as where I'm sitting right now on the phone talking to you. In some ways, it's more real. To really pick up magic in your life, to really have right relationship with water, is to recognize the absolute reality of any of these altered states of consciousness, just as real, just simply another dimension, but just as real.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for sharing. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It looks like it's that time where we should start coming back together and calling this to a close. I did want to mention to folks before Mary comes in that if you liked this style of learning that I am going to be doing an online, let me bring it up. I will be doing an online workshop with a lady known as Winifred Costello through Awan Tree. She doesn't have it posted yet because she's waiting for some more information for me. But on April 24th, which is a Monday in the evening, and I think it starts at 7, but forgive me. If you're interested, just go to www.awantree.com, and that's spelled A-W-N-T-R-E-E. E-N as in Ned, TREE.com. And look at her calendar. And again, I'm not on her calendar yet, but within about a week she should have it fully posted. And I'll be talking on the five elements and the sounds, the Tao, the ancient healing sounds of the five elements. But when I teach the sounds, it's different than normal Taoism, because when I started saying the sounds, healing spirits started showing up. The elementals themselves, the healing animal of that sound, I'm still blown away by what happens by using these sounds. So if you're intrigued with that, or even just having the experience of hearing the sounds, would love to have you join that online workshop. Thank you, Mary.
Yeah, thank you. I really enjoyed it. It was great to have you here. And I hope I can get you to do one next year sometime.
I would be delighted. This was sweet.
Good, good. And I just want to remind everybody, our next call will be on April 7th, and that one is going to be facilitated by Ann Gordon de Barragon down in Panama. And it's going to be hosted by me at Linda and David's house in Sedona. So, it's going to be a party day. So anyway, I want to thank everybody for being here and for doing this work, and keep on doing it. And what I'm going to do now is stop the recording, and I'm going to unmute everyone so we can all yell goodbye to each other in crazy, mad chaos fashion.